If we actually look back to the very beginning, the church has always tried to adapt to whatever media is available to us. And it's very interesting to look back to the documents of the Second Vatican Council. One of the very first documents of the council was on the issue of media and social communications. It was Inter Mirifica. The very first paragraph of Inter Mirifica is, among the wonderful technological discoveries which men of talent, especially in the present era, have made with God's help, the Church welcomes and promotes with special interest those which have uncovered new avenues of communication, news, views and teachings of every sort. The most important of these inventions are media such as the press, movies, radio, television and the like. These can reach and influence not only individuals, but the very masses and the whole of human society. So that's 50 years ago. What I like about it is its positivity. First of all, the tone of it. Among the wonderful technological discoveries of mankind. Do you know, the Inter Mirifica. Among the wonderful things that God has given us, we find media. Secondly, you get a great sense of the church's welcome for media. And even though talking about press and movies and TV and radio, now it doesn't have any sense of the world of today with your tablets and Netflix and Skype and your Twitter and your Facebook. But I do think the philosophy is there that the church must welcome new media and all types of media. And it has always done so. You know, the old joke that the first tablets were used by Moses on Mount Sinai. And then, of course, the church has used scrolls and high crosses and stained glass and illuminated manuscripts and the printing press. And then you've got, you know, Archbishop Fulton Sheen very effectively using television, Robert Barron and others very effectively using new media. I'm delighted to notice that many of our parishes and church communities are indeed launching out into new media and using it for evangelization. I think that's only right and good to see many priests and ministers using Facebook, to see the Pope on Twitter, to see the work of Soul Waves Radio, to see iCatholic and all sorts of other wonderful examples of the church using new media. So when in the church we speak about new evangelization, I often find that we almost exclusively are thinking about face-to-face evangelization. But if billions of people are living in the social network, and let's face it, the majority of them never entering a church. So if we want to accept the gospel mandate to go out to the whole world and proclaim the good news, then, as evangelizers, we have no option but to find a way to get out into this world and to speak the message of Christ and the message of salvation. That's why I do like very much Pope Francis' message for the 48th World Day of Communications. He speaks about communication at the service of an authentic culture of encounter. The internet in particular, he says, offers immense opportunities for encounter and solidarity. And this is something good. This is something that is a gift from God. Pope Francis, at the same time, recognizes the problems and the drawbacks with authentic communication in this virtual world. You know, how do you get balance into this world? How do you fight the stereotypes that are just so prevalent out there? The ease with which people can kind of isolate themselves or barricade themselves around, is a phrase that Pope Francis used, with their own prejudices and their own ideas, always logging on to people who agree with them, and therefore becoming more and more compounded in their particular ideas. But he's very clear that as Christians we need to be out there walking the streets of the digital highway. It's a beautiful phrase which is in this message this year. And it's beautiful to see Pope Francis using the parable of the Good Samaritan. That we have to look out for those who are lying on the side of the road and witness to them in tenderness and in love. Thanks to the internet, he says, Christian witness can reach the peripheries of human existence. This is a quote. The digital highway, he says, is a street teeming with people who are often hurting, men and women looking for salvation or hope. And by means of the internet, the Christian message can reach to the ends of the earth. There is a temptation to see the evangelization in the new media as simply about bombarding people with religious messages. I think the Pope is calling us beyond that. He's challenging us to think about how we can effectively encounter people and witness to them using the new media. There's a very beautiful passage in this year's message where the Pope says, "May the image of the Good Samaritan, who tended to the wounds of the injured man by pouring oil and wine on over them, be our inspiration. Let our communication be a balm which relieves pain and a fine wine which gladdens hearts." And he urges us to boldly become citizens of the digital world in order to dialogue with people today and to help them encounter Christ. And I want to suggest a number of kind of principles which I think should guide us in that. And the first one is, we have to be positive and joyful. I know the Pope Francis talks a lot about not being funeral faces and sour pusses and that. How do you do that online? The second thing I would say is to strictly avoid aggression and preachiness. And there is a temptation, you know, when we get online to become polemical, to be that person up at the pulpit and preach to the digital world. And I do think we have to be so careful about, that in the face-to-face real world. So let's not think that just we hide behind the screen and we become that pulpit thumper online. A third principle, I think, an important one, is never bear false witness. Once again, we hide in the apparent anonymity of the internet to start saying things that we would never dream of saying about someone when we meet them face to face or in the real world. And this is why sometimes so-called Christian blogs can actually become anything but Christian. Ubi caritas et amor Deus ibi est. We have to fill the internet with charity and with love. And that idea of giving rather than taking. We have to continually seek to try to broaden people's arguments and reframe their arguments in the discussions online. And always have that sense of charity. And when we can, introduce the sense of solidarity, particularly with the suffering in the world. And that is the Christian thing to do. Fifth principle, we have to have a broad back. You will get harassed. And even it's interesting to see the Pope's tweets. If you ever go on to his Twitter website, just to see the reaction, the vitriolic response, which often it generates. We have to have a broad back. We have to take a lot of criticism and gently correct when we think it's necessary. So I do think it's important to correct, but to do so gently. Pray online is my next principle. And it was beautiful to see the London Internet Church, Sacred Space, and others who have attempted to create places of prayer, reflection, opportunities for stillness and meditation online. The next principle I offer is the idea of establishing connections and relationships. Church or ecclesia is about gathering people together. And therefore we need to do what we can to build communion online. And that means that we're not all just online as little separate entities. And this is an opportunity, I think, for ecumenical endeavor online. An ecumenical presence. So that, as you know, the internet can be a place of huge, aggressive secularism. It can be a place of complete ethical relativism. And therefore, any sense of disunity amongst Christians, you know, the whole scandal of Christian disunity is magnified 10 times over online. Wouldn't it be wonderful if people online would begin to say, see how these Christians love one another? The next principle is about educating our young people to use the internet responsibly. And I'm not going to go into that, it's fairly obvious. But we do need to offline talk about the online experience and help our young people to be safe online. Because when we go online, we want to be able to witness to human dignity at all times. Pope Benedict had this wonderful image about giving a soul to the internet. And goodness knows, you know, we can see how lost in some ways that world can be, you know, with the pervasive prevalence of pornography polluting the spirit of so many people and so many of us, where human sexuality is degraded, relationships become fleeting and cosmetic, people become reduced to objects, and the whole commodification of people that goes on online, and that feeding of the monster that is human trafficking. And the final principle I would mention is to be missionary, to be aware that no other medium gives us that potential to reach the ends of the earth in a click of a button. And in order for that, I had this idea that we should be on the lookout for charisms in the church. What I mean by that, people who have a particular charism to be online and to build up all these principles that I'm talking about. On the 5th of May, Pope Francis tweeted this: "What does evangelize mean? To give witness with joy and simplicity to what we are and what we believe in." To me, that's the answer to the question, the new media and evangelization. To give witness with joy and simplicity online to what we are and what we believe in. Freely, freely we have received the joy of the gospel, and now we must freely give it.